Okay, welcome everyone. I am on the phone with Nancy Showett West, and the other day one of the people in APH asked about people having experience with Facebook, and Nancy gave a fantastic answer, and it made me really curious to hear more. So I called her and I asked her if she would share with us how her using Facebook is really helping her business. So let me read what she wrote. Facebook has truly put my memoir business on the map with my network of friends and family. Hardly anyone would know what I was doing if it wasn't for Facebook. Not only do I post about my memoir work occasionally and with discretion so as not to be irritating, but my clients post about the projects I've done for them as well. I can't imagine my business without it. As far as making a separate business page, I have one, and it's been okay, but not nearly the business builder that just casual mentions on my personal page have been. I hope this helps. Let me know if you have any more specific questions I can answer. So let's turn to Nancy. Nancy, tell us a little bit about your personal history business. What do you do and who do you work with?
I do book projects, creating memoirs for seniors, families, and communities. Most of my clients are people in their 80s and 90s. Some are a bit younger. Most want to tell the stories of their lives, but some want to talk about a particular project or endeavor or how they built a business or how they solved a particular challenge in their lives. And another new market that I'm getting into is birth stories and adoption stories, where I work with new parents about how they came to be parents.
Okay. I noticed that you've just joined the Association of Personal Historians in January, but it sounds like you've been a personal historian for a while. Is that true?
Actually, that's true. And the irony is that business was so busy that I kept procrastinating on joining the association, which, of course, is not a very logical business decision. But the fact is, I kept thinking, well, as soon as I finish one more project, I'll get around to filling it out. And, of course, it took 30 seconds to actually join, so that was a silly attitude, but that's sometimes how things are. So business has been great. I've been doing this since about 2012, and the past 2012? Year and a half has been particularly phenomenal for me.
So I know the people who are going to listen to this are going to want to know, how did you get your business up and running so busily from the beginning?
Well, the funny thing is, it wasn't my idea in the beginning. It was that a friend's mother in her 70s asked if I would help her write her memoir. And my immediate answer was, no, I will not. But pity on her. Well, she wasn't somebody I was particularly fond of at the time. Oh. She had not always been very nice to my friend, whose mother she was. And also, I'm a journalist, and I was really busy with my journalism. And I just hadn't really thought about it. So I said to her, I don't want to do this, but I will help you find someone who can. So kind of just as a favor, I sat down to talk to her about it. And I can't recreate my original thought process in not wanting to do it, because the minute she started talking about what she had in mind, I realized it was exactly what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
So I did that project, and it worked out really nicely. And then I got the idea of going into a senior retirement community near where I live and doing a community project in which people were invited to sign up, and 47 people did sign up. And each one of them was invited to tell me one story from their life, their most formative experience, the event or situation that made them the person they are today. So that was my first community memoir. And that was fun, but it wasn't an easy business model to replicate at other places for various reasons.
Okay.
So after that, I focused once again on on individuals. And as far as your question about building the business, everybody who did it seemed to tell three or four more other people that they'd done it. And, you know, that's marketing at its best.
That's the best form of marketing. So your community project with the 47 people, did some of those go on and hire you to do their personal life story?
As it happens, no. That's one reason I did it, and I hoped that would happen. But that didn't happen. However, other people who saw that project contacted me about doing their memoirs. So it did have that desired effect.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Facebook. Were you on Facebook when you were a journalist?
Yes, I've been on Facebook since 2010.
2010. And
yeah.
How many people are you connected to, basically?
I think about 300 to 325.
Okay.
Which I believe is typical for someone my age. I'm in my mid-40s. I think that's about average, probably.
And are they all really people that you know?
You know, they are all people that I know because I don't friend people. You know, being a journalist and having my name in the paper and all, I do sometimes hear from people who just think that it would be interesting to learn more about each other, but I don't do that. They are all people that I know, even if maybe they're people I went to school with 30 years ago and haven't seen in a long time.
Okay. So that tells me that your Facebook presence is with people you're already connected to. So
Yeah. When
you first started, was it just for you personally to connect with people? What I'm thinking of is, you know, the personal historian who asks the question on the listserv mm-hmm. is wanting to use mm-hmm. Facebook for his business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can just build Facebook on a business relationship sort of basis. What do you think?
I don't think so, because I think the way that it works best is more organically than that. The thing about my use of Facebook is, you know how we all sort of joke about how most of us don't know exactly what our friends do for work? And
yes.
even when it's something uncomplicated, like I'm a journalist or I write memoirs, nobody pays enough attention to each other. So you could go to dinner parties and Christmas parties and tell people what you do for work, and by the next day they will have forgotten about it. But Facebook gives me a chance to chat anecdotally about my work all the time. And one thing that I think I've really come to realize, and I know this is true in more aspects of marketing than just Facebook, is that it's not that one day I say, I help seniors write memoirs, and the next day someone who saw me on Facebook contacts me and says, I want to write a memoir. It's that when I mention it enough times, it sinks in, and people remember that that's what I do. And they start thinking, well, I wasn't interested at first, but the more you talk about it, the more I realize that might be something worth doing.
That's really a good tip. When you say you chat about your work, can you give me an example of what you might chat about? Like, do you tell people, I just got a new interesting project doing XYZ, or do you say, I just finished one, or do you share things?
Well, first of all, you know, I do believe in discretion, so I say things that don't necessarily reveal who my clients are. But what I believe is that part of the integrity of Facebook, where it's meant to be a social thing and not a business thing, it's not LinkedIn, it's Facebook, is that you want to use it not to promote your business, but to celebrate your work, just like you use Facebook to celebrate your life. So I don't say, I have a new client and we're about to start a project. I say, I heard the most interesting story today about Pearl Harbor, and I'm so lucky to get to talk to these people who still remember what it was like to be there.
Yes. Yes. That's good. Okay.
And I can give so many examples like that. It's not contrived. It's really what I do. After a two-hour interview with a client, I find myself mulling over these things, and I'll say, you know, seeing my children play their computer games reminded me of my client telling me about, you know, rolling down the hay bales in the barn because they were too poor to have toys or whatever.
Yes. So you pique people's interest in personal history by commenting about the interesting things that you come across as a personal historian.
Exactly. I pique their interest, and I really believe that with each mention, someone else says, oh, yeah, I have stories like that. Because all of us who write memoirs realize that there are a lot of people who don't think their life is worthy of a memoir until they hear me say, I heard a story about what it was like to go to the beach back before girls were allowed to wear bathing suits, or, you know, just the most tiny, trivial thing. And some woman in her 90s will say, well, I certainly remember that. I didn't know you could write a memoir about stuff like that.
Yes. And that it would be interesting to people today to hear about that. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So would you say that you have, do you do any other sort of formal net marketing activities?
It sounds like
you've been very blessed with having things coming to you. Do you do any other, like, public speaking or anything like that?
Well, I do, but again, even some of that comes from Facebook. I mean, as I mentioned, I'm in my mid-40s. Most of my friends are the same age. And I should get back to the question, which you're probably wondering, is if I'm in my mid-40s, how is it that all my Facebook friends are in their 80s and 90s, which I will get to in a second. But but, you know, I have friends who are in various professional groups and business arenas and so forth. And I've been invited to probably a dozen speaking engagements in the past year for groups like the Council on Aging, the Library Program, the Rotary Club. Who else has invited me recently?
So you've been asked rather than you've sought out?
I seek out nothing because honestly, I have as much work as I can handle right now.
That is just so interesting to me. Because, you know, what I do is I help people learn how to deliberately go out and do marketing because they're not having work just coming to them. So you are both blessed and you're doing things right, obviously.
Well, I certainly applaud anyone who takes the initiative to go find work. But I would say, based on my experience, they should do that, but they won't have to do it much. Because if I can just explain for a minute, because I know I sort of left the question open of how do I know all these seniors. Many of the people who commission me for my work and many of the people who actually pay me are people my age who are doing this for their parents.
Okay.
So when I say my Facebook friends, what typically happens is someone sees this on Facebook and tells their mother or father about it. So just to clarify in case that opened an odd question. And the other thing I should mention about that, and I don't know because I'm new to the Association of Personal Historians, I don't know if it's typical that most of my actual paying clients are people who commission me to do this for their parents or grandparents.
That is very typical.
So one thing I should mention is that some
older people know perfectly well and feel strongly about capturing what they remember about their parents and grandparents and their lives to pass on. So that I would say that's the two main categories is people who have their own story to tell and the adult children who want to make sure that the stories are captured.
And so the nice thing about that, to get back to why marketing seems to work so easily for me, is when someone says they just got their parents this great present, which is me to write their memoir, then whoever they're talking to says, that would be a great present for my parents, too. And, you know, it's sort of become a buzz phrase in my circles that, you know, whoever knows what to give their parents for an anniversary gift? Well, now we all know. We give
now
them
we know.
Exactly.
Yes.
So there's that. And then, of course, there's the fact, which we all love, that when, you know, when you're 80 years old and your next door neighbor at the retirement community says, well, my children have decided they want me to write a memoir because they want to understand my life better, then you can be sure that that person is going to go to their children and say, that's the kind of informal marketing that has just made business seems so easy for me and made marketing seem so easy for me.
I bet our listeners are going to want to know where you're located and what the demographics are of the area you live in. Like, do you live in the middle of Wyoming or where do you live?
That would be interesting. I live in the Boston suburbs. I actually live right next to Concord, Massachusetts, which is, of course, a very literary area. But, you know, this is certainly an area known for scholarly pursuits and academics.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate talking to you because I think this is going to be quite an interesting conversation for people to listen to. So I want to thank you very much for sharing this. Is there anything else that you would want to say about Facebook or about the way you attract clients?
Yeah, may I just talk briefly about my company page and how I use that?
Yes, you sure can.
Okay, so my business is called Nancy Show at West Editorial and Memoir Services, and I did create a page for that because I also have a website for that. One thing that I do, with my clients' permission, I always make a big deal about their publication day. So I'll say, yay, it's Patsy Scullion's publication day, and I'll put a picture of her book and link to it on Amazon. Again, obviously with the client's permission, but so far I haven't had any clients who don't want me to celebrate their work. Also, a couple of clients have sent me very poignant photos or testimonials. I had a client recently, a gentleman who was 96, whose children had me help their father with his memoir, and he sent me a photo of himself at his 96th birthday party signing copies of his book, which is just the most adorable thing. And then another client who's a great grandparent sent me a photo of her adult grandson reading her book to her baby great grandson. And that was funny because the grandson looked like he was going to cry, and the great grandson, who was about 1 year old, looked like he could have cared less. It was a very cute picture. But
are these on your website? I was just looking on your website. Are those pictures on here?
Now that I say that, they might not be yet, but they should be. They're on my business Facebook page, though. They're on the Facebook page for my business. And then the other thing that I post regularly on my business Facebook page is links to my blog, which is in which I write about different aspects of my work. So
and how often
benefits.
Do you write?
Well,
for example,
the big question. Every few weeks, not often enough, because as I say, business has been booming, and I just haven't done as much blogging as I should. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at your website. It looks really nice. So it's Nancy Showett, Showett West. NancyShowettWest.com.
Exactly, yeah.
Very nice. Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for agreeing to do that. And I will send you a copy of this interview, and I will post it on my my new website that's going up hopefully today or tomorrow. So anyway,
wonderful.
Thank you very much
for taking an interest. All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.